It's Independence Day week, a good time to consider a legal doctrine called assumption of the risk. This is the notion that if you know something is dangerous or that the something could be dangerous and choose to do it anyway, you've assumed the risk. And in some states, no one else will be liable for the injuries you suffer. One word to explain why this is of great importance this week of all weeks: fireworks. Make that 8 words. Fireworks, baseball games, miniature cannons, amusement park rides. All those fun 4th of July activities fraught with danger, and you know it. At least that's what some courts decide. An assumption of the risk is an age-old principle. Take a case from 1892 from Massachusetts. The plaintiffs in that case had gathered to watch a jolly display of fireworks near a public square. To quote the court, it being intended that they should explode in the air and display colored lights. Good intentions notwithstanding, it didn't work that way, and some exploded close to the plaintiffs. Too bad, the court ruled, a fireworks spectator assumes the risk of injury. These days, courts don't dismiss such bystander cases so easily. But watch out if you light such a device yourself. In a case from Ohio decided in the 70s, a boy found an unexploded fireworks rocket, grabbed it, had a friend light it, and injured himself when he didn't throw it in time. Same old assumption of the risk doctrine. The court wrote that the boy knew what he was doing, knew the risk, and did it anyway. No one's fault but his own. On to baseball games and more troubling news. We all assume the risk of injury from flying baseballs as we enjoy America's pastime. And even if you don't really know how much injury you can sustain from those leather bullets, the court won't absolve you from assuming the risk. Take a case from 6 years ago in South Carolina. Some poor woman at her first baseball game took a foul ball in the eye and claimed she'd not assumed the risk because she had no idea she could be injured watching the summer spectacle. "Where have you been?" the court asked in so many words. "The hazard of being struck by a foul ball will always exist. No recovery." Fireworks, baseball games, miniature cannons. Same old assumption of the risk doctrine should you, like a fellow from Pennsylvania a few years back, be invited to a neighbor's house to check out a miniature cannon. No surprise, to those on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court at least, that the in-house cannon exploded with great force. But there's some evidence that the plaintiff probably knew of the dangers inherent in small cannons made by tinkering grandfathers. The plaintiff told his neighbor he'd like to fire the homemade cannon and then excused himself to retrieve from his own house the black powder necessary for the firing. You own explosive black powder, you assume the risk of the black powder miniature cannon mix, or so the court decided. And the final 4th of July fun fraught with peril, amusement park rides. You snap your harness aboard something called the Shockwave and you know what you're getting into. So found a woman who rode the Shockwave in Virginia a few years ago. She claimed it came to an abrupt stop. Her head slammed against the shoulder harness, causing her to lose hearing in her right ear. Too bad. That annoying assumption of the risk doctrine once again prevents her from winning the case. So as you head off this week to enjoy all those fun summer activities, keep in mind these words from a famous legal scholar. Those who participate or sit as spectators at sports and amusements assume all the obvious risks of being hurt by railway coasters, flying balls, fireworks explosions. And to cap it all off, this agoraphobia-inducing advice, the timorous may stay at home. But even there, watch out for those miniature cannons. I'm Amy Guida.